الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, last week we spoke about the Jews, their denial of the Holy Quran Kareem and the denial of the Holy Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the denial of their own kitab, that is the Torah, so much so that the Quran mentions that they threw the book of Allah, the Torah, behind their backs. In other words, they failed to make amal upon the dictates and the demands of their own kitab. So what did they follow? Quran mentions here, this is a continuation of the previous verse, Allah says, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. That instead of following the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the Torah and the Quran, and believing in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they followed the shayateen. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. They followed the shayateen. And what would the shayateen do? The shayateen would practice black magic. They would practice sorcery. They would practice jadu, sihr. So these Yahud, they followed the shayateen, and these shayateen would practice this in the time and in the era or in the dominion and rule of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And these shayateen would also say that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's kingdom is qa'im. It is standing upon the black magic that was performed and done by Sulaiman himself. So these Jews, they would also practice this black magic. And they would also say the same regarding Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, that listen, you see the kingdom of Sulaiman, it is only standing because of the black magic that Sulaiman did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now reveals the following verse to refute this baseless and to refute this false claim that was made by the Yahud. Allah says, listen, وَمَا كَفَرَ Sulaiman. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he is not an infidel. He is not a kafir. In other words, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not practice black magic sorcery at all. From here we understand that sihr, this tantamounts to kufr, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it here kufr. وَمَا كَفَرَ Sulaiman. Sulaiman, he is not an infidel. He did not practice the sorcery at all. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. Rather, the reality of the matter is that these shayateen, these devils, they are the infidels. In other words, they have become kafir by now practicing this sorcery and this black magic, the sihr. And what else do they do? Not only do they practice upon this, rather, يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. They teach black magic, they teach sorcery to the people as well. Now you must remember, there was a time when black magic was becoming extremely popular in the world, and particularly in a town called Babylon, and this is in Iraq. And here, the people, the ignorant ones, they were confused about something. They couldn't differentiate between black magic sihr and mu'jizas, miracles that were performed by Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So they would mix them up. And they were not able to differentiate between the two. They could not distinguish black magic from mu'jizah. So in order to eradicate this misunderstanding and this misconception of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down two malaika. Their names were Harut and Marut. Harut and Marut. These were the names of these two angels. Allah sent them down to Babylon. This is a city in Iraq. To show and to teach the people and to inform them of sihr, black magic. And to show them all the different types of black magic. Why? In order for the people now to come to know what is black magic and what is mu'ajiza, so that they could now differentiate between the two and they could then safeguard their iman, protect their iman and safeguard themselves from falling into the traps of sihr and kufr. So this was the idea. In fact, these two malaika, Harut and Marut, when they would come to the people to teach them this, they would tell them that, listen, we are a fitna. We are a trial. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ fitna. We are a trial. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see that how you use this piece of information that we teach you, whether you use it with a good intention, with a good intent, that is to learn, to come to know what is sihr from what is mu'ajiza, or whether you misuse or abuse this piece of information by starting to now practice sorcery, magic, black magic yourselves, and then falling into kufr, misguidance, and perpetual damnation. So this was the idea why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down these malaika with the sihr to teach the people this. So Quran here says, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. Allah says that you see, these shayateen, they were teaching the people this magic. What else were they teaching? They were teaching them that magic that was sent upon these two malaika, that magic that was sent with these two malaika to Babylon, that is Babil, this is a city in Iraq, and the names of these malaika, they were Harut and Marut. So that magic was also taught by these shayateen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. That listen, these two malaika, they did not teach any person this magic, حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةً, until they said to them, that listen, we are a trial, فَلَا تَكْفُرْ, so do not disbelieve. In other words, do not practice this magic. Do not practice the sihr. Your learning this magic is not for you to practice it. Rather, it's for you to come to know what is sihr and what is mu'ajiza, so that you can protect your iman against kufr. Then Allah says, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا. What were the people learning from these two malaika? فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. The people would even learn that magic which separates between a husband and wife. Allah protect us. Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. But listen, this sihr, this black magic, it cannot be harmful. It cannot harm any person, إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for that magic to harm some person. So, black magic is just a sabab, it's just a means for harm. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills that it does not harm, then it can never harm a person. Allah says, وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ. Rather, the reality of the matter is such that they are learning what is harmful to them. Black magic is something that can harm you by learning it. وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. And this is not going to help you in any way. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا. These Yahud, these Jews, they know very well. لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَالَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. That person who purchases this, who buys this, in other words, that person who does this, there is no share for him in the hereafter. In other words, he is a kafir and he is not going to earn Jannah at all. Allah says, وَلَا بِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ. How evil, how vile is that which they have sold themselves for. In other words, they had the Kitab of Allah to practice upon the Kitab of Allah and to follow the Kitab of Allah, but instead of following the Kitab of Allah, they sold that for following Shaitan. And that is practicing sorcery, black magic. Allah says, لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they knew how evil that was, they wouldn't have done such. Then Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا. Had they brought iman, وَاتَّقُوا, and had they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let them know, لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. Then the reward from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far better than that. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they knew this, then they would have stopped and desist what they were doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.